Welcome back to The Morning Mindset from Live, Build, Change. We are here together this morning again so that we can set our minds right. We can get ourselves ready for this day. Don't think too far ahead. Just think about this day. And we're learning about wisdom. We've been looking at the book of Proverbs for some time now. And we've camped in chapter 8 for a bit, where the writer of Proverbs has personified wisdom. He characterizes wisdom as a woman who is calling out with compassion and zeal to those who would listen, to take her advice, and to understand how valuable her words are. And verse number 12 is where we're going to pick up today. It says, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Let's stop for a moment and examine what that means. I dwell with prudence, and I find knowledge and discretion. Discretion, prudence, those are words we don't use a whole lot in our day. But they're words that describe a quality of assessing situations and making wise decisions in light of what we determine by our assessment. Prudence is being careful and shrewd and wise about a course of action or a decision to make. Discretion is being careful about the things that are going on around us and making sure we understand the situation before we take action. And wisdom says those characteristics are inherent in the way it operates. The next verse says, the fear of the Lord is hatred of evil. Pride and arrogance and the way of evil and perverted speech I hate. Now, this concept of the fear of the Lord is often coupled with wisdom. There is a passage in the Proverbs as well that says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Now, why might that be? Well, I think we have to understand what the fear of the Lord is to begin with. The fear of the Lord is probably two things, maybe three things. First of all, it is a genuine fear of the Lord. In the Greek translation of the Old Testament, the word phobos is used, which is the word we get, which is the Greek word we get our word phobia from. So you can see there's some implication, some intended meaning of fear, just actual fear. And why would we fear God? Well, because He is the holy, righteous judge of the universe. And we are sinful beings. There's some fear there involved in that distance, that chasm between us, and the fact that our sin is against Him. It's a violation against everything He is and everything He stands for. So there is a great reason for fear. But fear is also a sense of awe, a sense of respect, a sense of knowing our place, so to speak, in light of who He is, and willingly submitting ourselves to that place. And when the writer of Proverbs says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, he's saying you cannot learn wisdom unless you first have agreed with God's judgment that you are the creature and He is the creator. You are in submission to Him. And that acknowledgement is the fear of the Lord that enables you to begin moving toward wisdom. Because you won't think wisely if you think otherwise. You won't think wisely if you think of yourself more highly than you ought, and you put yourself in the place of God, trying to call the shots for your own life. The writer here says, pride and arrogance in the way of evil and perverted speech, wisdom hates. So as you move into your day today, think about those things. Think about how your speech represents the wisdom you have. Your fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom in your life. And submit yourself gladly to God's plans because He cares for you. He is good. He has wonderful things in store for those who fear Him. Let's talk again tomorrow on the Morning Mindset edition of the Live, Build, Change podcast.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team, led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.